vibrant kingdom, where the shrine of laughter's afar. Think of a place where singing and laughter and smiles are free. Singing music can get you there, just follow me.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yo, what's up?
What's up? This is Hour to Kill. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Sean, and I'm with my friend,
Jack.
Jack, what's up? What's up?
Yeah, Isaac will be joining us shortly.
Yes, Isaac, my other... Yes, and his girlfriend, Hallie, they'll be here shortly. Yeah, we're just getting started. Yeah, it's been a few weeks since we've actually been able to have a show. You know, life's been lifing. Summer has been summering.
Yeah. Very much so.
But yeah, what's been up with you, Jack? What do you want to let the people know?
I don't know. I've been chilling out, not doing so much. I have been doing a lot. I just moved and I have been working.
Oh, that's right. Are you still in Somerville though, right?
Yeah, I'm out in East Somerville now, right by the greatest intersection in the world, Broadway and McGrath.
Of course, right by McGrath Highway.
Yeah, I actually kind of like living near that intersection because it makes me feel like I'm living more of a city than I am. And I find that kind of enjoyable. But yeah, been having a lot of fun listening to music, all that. Random shout, I'm supposed to DJ vinyl at Tamper on Wednesday night.
Oh, at Tamper?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sick.
They do some evening listening parties sometimes, and my buddy works there, so she hooked me up. I'll be playing dub and reggae.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah,
I didn't know they did stuff like that. That's cool.
Yeah, I've never spun vinyl before like that.
Yeah.
So it'll be a sick experience, I think.
Well, if you're listening and that sounds like something that would interest you, pull up to, when is it?
Wednesday, I think, not sure, maybe 5, 6:30, something.
Early evening Wednesday at Tamper Cafe, right on Boston Ave.
Right down the street.
Yeah, right by campus. So.
Yep. Yeah. Check that out if you want. I promise to put it on.
I have faith in Jack. I think he'll put on a great set. That sounds like fun. But yeah, speaking of music, we got some other stuff for you guys. That was just, our intro was This Side of Sunshine by Roy Ayers.
Excellent tune.
Yeah, He's great. Rest in peace. He just passed away last year, actually.
Did he did. I remember that was he was one of the last like living legends, I feel like. Mm.
We still got Stevie though, and he's dropping an album.
Really?
He's just
how? That's crazy. I mean, I bet it'll be great.
Yeah. I forget what it's called. There's a title, but he announced it at some residency show, I think, in Vegas.
Wow.
And there's gonna be four songs in the Key of Life era songs on that.
Sick.
Yeah,
wow,
so
that's incredible.
Yeah, so I'm excited for that's next year coming out. So no, but that's cool. But what else we got for you? We have Lovely Skyboat, Alice Coltrane for you guys. So yeah, enjoy. Thank you.
this living alone would drive me crazy.
Distance grows the heart, but I know sometimes we just drift apart. Everybody's walking in twos, leaving Noah's Ark. It's Sunday at the water park. Birds
Brujería para Rabona. creo en brujería por lo que me pasó. Tenía esta mujer que me tiene amarrado. Brujería, mamita, quitana.
The way that I've been feeling, the way that I've been feeling. spending. It's the weight that I've been spending, the way in which I know that you're just doing me wrong, doing me wrong.
Hello, hello, hello.
What's up?
What's up? We are back.
Mm-hmm. This time we have more hosts with
us.
Yeah,
we got more people in the studio with us. Yep. Isaac and Hallie have joined us.
Hi.
We get her microphone a little bit closer.
Yeah, there we go.
You can move it.
I could hear you though. So
hello, folks.
Hello.
What's up?
We got Isaac, Hallie, and Jack, and me, Sean. Hello, this is Hour to Kill.
Hi, Sean.
Yep.
Very awkward introduction. What else do we...
Let's run us through what we listened to.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, let's go through. Yeah, let's talk about. Yeah, we had Dog Milk by Palm.
Mm-hmm.
We had The Shape I'm In by The Band and Todd Rundgren. And then we had You Don't Know The Shape I'm In by MJ Lenderman. And then, pardon my pronunciation, but Tudo Que Voca Podia Ser by Lo Borges and Brujeria by Marcolino Dimon. And that was just. Splitting Moonlight by Standing on the Corner, who I played the last time we were here. Yep. I'm very annoying about it. That was like my favorite album this year so far. It's not even out yet,
yeah.
Like officially. But yeah, that was the B-side.
They sent you an advance copy?
No, well,
It's been confusing.
The way they've released music is kind of weird. Technically, the album came out last year on 9/11. they had like a thing by the World Trade Center, like they had like they passed out like DVDs with the album in it, but not like an official release. Then like a few weeks ago they dropped it, but on YouTube.
Yeah, I was confused by it because I did go to listen to it at some point in the last like month, and I like saw some of it on YouTube and didn't know what
they
was
dropped
like
it as two real. Videos on the YouTube channel. It's like side X and Y to the A and B side to the album. And yeah, the official album, I don't know if it's coming out just physically or on streaming, I don't know, but it's going to come out September 11th of this year.
Yeah.
Via XL.
Nice. Shout out XL.
Yeah, shout out XL.
Great label.
Yeah, shout out Standing on the Corner, man.
Well, good for them.
Yeah. And I think we have PSA time.
Oh, yeah, sure, I can rip that.
We have Isaac take it away.
Why not grow your own? If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed, but perhaps number one are radishes, because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. Massachusetts law even allows adults to grow up to 6 marijuana plants per individual, or 12 plants per household. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible, when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Oh yeah.
Excellent.
We are all growing radishes this summer.
Mm. It's radish season. Gotta get rid of my 13th tree plant. Yeah. Just kidding.
Just kidding.
I don't think we have a space to like grow stuff.
We have a deck.
Oh yeah, true. Yeah.
I want the deck to be a great smoke spot. I want to do the fairy lights and the plants and comfy chairs.
It's going to be a very productive radish garden.
That does say radish garden. Yeah, a lot of gardening in there. Yeah.
Have us some radishes.
Yeah. I would like to get into that. I feel like I don't have the space for it right now, though, and I don't really have a green thumb per se.
Same.
Maybe I do. I just don't really have the experience growing stuff.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah. I have a pretty tragic track record with plants. It's a knock on my
record.
I don't know. Savviness as a competent adult, as an environmentalist, as a just competent adult who can like manage things.
I'm not good at keeping plants alive either.
It's
we gotta
not an easy
keeping
thing.
Plants alive before fostering a cat.
We got to work our way up. It's like plant, and then you have a cat, animal. And then it's a dog.
Well, I'd argue it's easier to take care of a pet, like a cat or
plant,
a dog. Because they
dog, child.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, those are more living, moving things that can, you know, express
like
their
decisions.
Needs.
Yeah,
well, that too, that, but more so express their needs. Like, I'm hungry, I need to walk,
on
I need
side
water.
On a tangent, the place I just moved, there's a cat, and this is, like, the first time I've ever lived with, like, a pet before.
Oh, that's fire.
It's so crazy. I also, like, have been allergic to cats my whole life, but this one's, like, chill.
Oh, nice.
I'm not allergic to him at all.
Nice.
But it's, like, it's so weird. It's, like, it's just, like, making choices and, like thinking, I guess.
They're interesting to observe.
Yeah, totally.
Is this like your roommate's cat, or
yeah,
is it
it's
just
my
like
roommate's cat,
or like a communal cat for the?
I mean, he's like we share him, I think, but I share him less than the others because I'm like keeping him at an arm's distance for now to make sure that like this isn't like a fluke and my allergies won't start like going crazy.
Mm. Just get the Benadryl like on deck just in case
on speed dial.
But if you're around it enough now, so I feel like hopefully.
Yeah.
Do you have an air purifier?
I don't, but I was considering getting one at some
point. That might be a good move.
Yeah.
I have a friend who has allergies and a cat, and that helps her.
Yeah, it makes sense. I've heard that from all around.
Supposedly there's some like dropper thing you can give the cat that like helps manage the chemical that causes the allergic reaction. I've had so many coworker conversations where I'm like, oh, I don't know, I'm allergic to cats, and they're like,
here's what you can
this is the setup.
Okay, here's what we're gonna do.
So I've retained 5% of it, but they've
I get
there's
you.
Options.
There's options. We're going to make it.
I'm optimistic about our future foster cat.
Yeah. We are going to make it.
We are going to make it. Radishes first, but then...
on that note,
we'll see.
Yeah.
What's next up on the queue?
Next up, we have Shiny Kindness by Helen Sun. It's a cool trip-hop kind of song that I found. So, yeah.
Sweet.
So, get back to the music, guys. Enough yapping.
Yep.
Yeah, hope you guys enjoy.
I've been having visions in the wild. Every minute enough. Would you be an outlaw for my love? If it's so, well, let me know. If it's no, well, I can go. I won't make you. Ooh. Oh, tattoo. I want it so really bad. That's how I'll know. I'll know it's real. A real tattoo.
Same like I'm aching, my mind in the world when hands on the apron. I'm rhyming the curses, swirl on the paper. My mind in disturbance, but earth is shaking. I'm finally certain the worst of me breaking. Finding the purpose, deserving the patrons. The grind was an earnest, but earnest and name it. I'm tied to the curve, it's the dirt that I paint with. My eye on the serpent, my thirst for the danger. Rely on the worship, thirst is the anger. I'm hiding the mercy. I cried in the churches, yearning for favors, surprising for work. Deserted to sail with pride and curve. Courage and failure, spineless, I heard, but her paraphernalia.